Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 257 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I'll be honest with y'all. I am mad. I'm mad, but in a good way. I'm pretty much back to where I was, and that doesn't mean that I'm in amazing shape yet, and it doesn't mean that I'm 260 pounds. It just means I'm in a cold-ass gym, clanging and banging, getting better every day, making sure I hit my strides. But I've got to say, I have been overlooked for so long by so many people, it is starting to piss me off. It did not for a long time, but recently, you put in the work as much as I have for a long time, and I'm not just talking about working out, I'm talking about my life. I guess the world, sometimes I feel like it doesn't recognize my value. And that doesn't mean that I'm not valuable. It just means that the world needs to adjust its perspective. Because I've been busting my ass for 2 years to be a great musician. I've accomplished a lot in that time, but not close to what I feel I should have. And it's the same with most things in my life, if I'm being honest, you know? I got a lot of hate on the last podcast. I don't think it was specific to the last podcast. I just feel like a lot of people, anonymously, by the way, if it wasn't anonymous, I don't think anyone would have said anything, but a lot of people anonymously messaged me and told me to never podcast again, to give up on my dreams, my goals, basically to end myself. That happened a few times. And it was such a fucking mistake. It was such a mistake to say that to me. You know, overcoming the doubters is not an easy task. Doubters often try to strip away your beliefs in yourselves, your abilities, your worthiness, and they leave us questioning our sense of identity and direction, trying to leave us lost and confused. Sometimes it's hard to move forward when you're facing so much negativity, but that's not me, and anyone that truly knows me knows that that ain't gonna work on me. I'm determined to keep moving forward no matter what comes my way. I refuse to give in to these negative thoughts about external influences. I believe in my own abilities. I believe in my own worth. I choose to stand tall and to push forward with my faith and with my determination. I know that the path to success is not easy and it's filled with challenges and obstacles, but one thing I have learned from facing my own doubts and those of others is that obstacles can be a source of growth and inspiration. Obstacles teach us resilience. They help us to gain perspective and make the victory all that sweeter. I want it all, and I'm not going to let the doubts of others hold me back from achieving my dreams. I will prove to myself and the world that I am capable of greatness. I will rise above the doubters. I will stand firm in my own beliefs. I will surround myself with people who support my vision and encourage me to keep going and leave the rest for good. And in the end, I know that overcoming the doubts and obstacles will make me a better person. I'm going to use what I've learned to help others, their own doubts, and I'm going to help every single one of y'all reach your full potential. I'm going to be a source of inspiration for those that need help, that are going through similar struggles. I'm going to be there for every single one of you. And I'm going to forge my own path. I'm going to trust my instincts, and I'm going to keep moving forward. Getting fired up. It's just one of those things where it's like, I know that when this journey of my life is complete, and I look back on it, these are just going to be little tiny struggles and a small part of my story, a chapter in which I overcame, I succeeded, and I became stronger because of it. And the haters said they wanted me to get real. I don't know what they've been listening to. I don't, because I've never not been real on this. But if you want me to be a little bit more real, I suppose I'm going to give it to you. I was willing to walk through fire when I was unhappy. But the last few months, I got comfortable. I walked into the cold and I walked my ass right back inside the house. And the reason, and I thought about it for so long. Why, Pat? You had 4 months where you were just on it and you were right there, close to your goal. And you stopped. You want to know what it was? There was no villain to defeat anymore. there was no hate for random people. I thought long and hard about how I was going to remotivate myself without having enemies, without needing to defeat someone else. And it came to me when I received all of the anonymous hate. It ain't about y'all. It's about me. I'm the villain. My comfort is the enemy. The bitch inside me that says not to put in the work because I'm tired. The bitch inside me that says do it tomorrow. The bitch inside me that is content with what he has and doesn't want to strive for greatness. I'm happy to be happy. But if I don't get back to work, it's not going to last because I'm losing patience with myself already. I want greatness. I want it all. And I'm only going to get that if I'm willing to give it all. I've got a lot of challenges in the way, but these challenges aren't there to defeat me. They are there to reveal me. And who am I meant to be? Am I meant to be a sheep or a lion? Me? I'm going to say neither, because I always thought of myself as more of a Bengal anyway. I don't like to think of myself as just a person either. I don't think I am. I think that I existed before, and I think that I'm going to exist again after I die from this earth. I don't think there's ever going to be a true answer for Patrick Kearns, but I do know that I'm not like most, and I am going to be a champion standing over the shadow of my former self very, very soon. And to those who doubted me, talked shit, left me, underestimated me, and overlooked me, thank you. I'm back, and I'm not here to play nice. My past setbacks, my past failures, they're just fuel to ignite my fire. They're going to drive me towards my goals, and I'm coming back with a vengeance. Unstoppable, unyielding, and I'm not going to stop until I reach the success I want. So if you're sitting there, and you're listening to this, and you're like, man, I want to make a change. I want to move forward. I'm not putting in everything I need to put in. I need to get better. I want to be better. Message me. Talk to me. I won't give you the stupid sugar-coated bullshit that everybody else does. I will give you the truth. If you're crushing it, I'm going to tell you you're crushing it. And if you're not, I'm going to tell you that you're not. And that's what you need. That's what people need. Most people want to surround themselves with yes men. They're going to tell them that everything's working out, that everything's good and all that. That's not me. I want to be called out. And I want to be around people that want to be called out. I want us all to move forward, to strive for the best. Because if you don't strive for the best, you're not going to get shit. You're going to get average. And if you aim for average, you're going to be trash. And that's not where I intend to be. It's not where I was meant to be, and it's not where I'm going. So, once again, if you want to nut up, you want to be a better person, you want to go for it, my phone's on. You can go to @BigMouthSmallWordsPodcast. You can hit me up on Instagram. You can hit me up on the Q&A and Spotify. A lot of people did. Nothing good, though. So I'm hoping to see maybe a couple cool, couple good messages for the next episode. Regardless of what anyone else does, it's not going to change me from what I'm doing. And that's important. And I hope y'all can hear that. And I hope y'all can do the same. Because in the end, it's about you. You can care about a million people. You can want to help a million people. But you can't help anybody if you don't help yourself. So focus on you. Keep your head down. As Burrow said, as Daddy Burrow said, move in silence. Do your thing. And let's win together. Sorry I got a little... A little heated there, but they wanted real. They got real. I'm going to keep pushing, keep pursuing, and I'm going to get there. Happy Monday, y'all. Stay safe. We'll storm out here in Boston. I'll talk to y'all. Crush the week.